26th season of Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball is here. Leading you up to first pitch, it's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show.
And cook a high drive deep left center field. That baseball's gone.
Get ready for the action with a preview of today's game, an interview, starting lineup, and so much more.
Here comes Spark. The throw is late. Daryl Hernandez wins it in the ninth for the Shorebirds.
Now, here's your host, the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody. If not, just a little bit late here to Purdue Stadium here on Friday night from the Eastern Shore. Sam Jelinek with you. And because we got on a little bit late, we're having some audio technical difficulties. We'll send you right into our pregame interview with Shorebirds manager Felipe Rojas Jr. here before game four of the series between Myrtle Beach and Delmarva. The Shorebirds at 5-7 on the season now. Myrtle Beach at 7-5, who have now taken two out of the first three games. But enough from me. Let's hear from the Shorebirds skipper, Felipe Rojas Jr.
Welcome back to the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show, where it's another Friday with Felipe, Shorebirds manager Felipe Rojas Jr. Felipe, so far, a week against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans started off on a good note, but back-to-back losses since. But overall, what's been the general sense here now that we're about 2 weeks into the season?
First of all, yes, hi to our fans. Thanks for following up, for your support. I know we're going to have better weather. Hopefully, we'll see you out here. First couple of weeks have been solid. I mean, some games better than others. At the beginning of the season, I mean, we have a young club, and we're going to continue to, you know, work with these guys, help these guys. And I'm pretty positive, we're going to start playing better baseball. It's just all about, you know, just focusing and getting into the flow of, you know, being in a long season league and doing the stuff we do every day to get us prepared for games.
And that's the one thing you guys have talked about so much here in the early season is for a lot of these guys, you know, playing a full 132-game schedule for the first time is finding that rhythm, finding that schedule day in and day out. Take me through the process of trying to build something like that out for some of these young guys.
We have a lot of young guys, especially a lot of Latin guys that were used to being at the academy and staying at the academy. Everything was there. So, and then a few got a chance to come to Florida last year, a little better set up, but still, you know, it's something that they're not used to. They're getting used to, and I think we're doing a pretty good job adapting to it. And right now, it's just, you know, making sure communication is clean and clear, that they understand schedules and the process, and that it takes a lot. I mean, it's minor league baseball. We're supposed to push you a little more to get you, you know, reach your goal.
And one guy who's been off to a hot start so far this year is Daryl Hernandez, obviously returning here for the Shorebirds, and he's really taken it in stride. His power has absolutely flourished year over year. What have you seen from Daryl that's allowed him to make such a big jump going from his age 19 season to age 20?
Well, I think Daryl right off the get-go understood that, you know, he's coming back, and it's not because he didn't do good. It's only, I mean, stuff that happens. Baseball, you just continue to develop, and he's here, and he's kind of just run away with. He's doing really good. He's playing, you know, in the middle of the infield every day. I'm really happy about the power surge, because it's something that obviously with younger players it comes later, and for him from a year to the other, like showing it early, it means a lot. It means like he's making big strides, and he's heading the direction that we want him to head.
A lot of times that power surge can come from just adding muscle, maybe growing a little, gaining some weight. And that's one thing I notice a lot with, especially with the Latin American guys, is you look at their signing height and signing weight versus where they are now, they're almost completely different people. How much of a challenge is it for them?
The 26th season of Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball is here.
Held to a bouncing ball fair down the third baseline.
Two league championships, over 100 players sent to the majors, and countless memories.
Williams scores racing around third. Here comes Norby. He'll score standing.
The future stars of Baltimore are here today in Salisbury.
And when this ball comes down, the Birds have taken the lead.
Time for first pitch. Let's head out to the ballpark and join the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
My apologies to Shorebirds manager Felipe Rojas Jr. for having to cut his interview short here on the pregame show, but The Birds have already taken the field. The national anthem has already been sung. And we're ready for baseball here from Purdue Stadium on a gorgeous Friday night. Shorebirds and Myrtle Beach in game 4 of 6 of this 6-game set. Myrtle Beach has taken 2 out of the first 3. The Birds will try to even the series here tonight as they hand the ball to Juan de los Santos on the mound for Delmarva. Preston Automotive Group starting lineup for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans and their head man, Buddy Bailey. Pete Crow Armstrong leads it off again for the 4th straight night. However, tonight he will be DHing. Jacob Wetzel, the Maryland native, he'll bat 2nd, play right field. Kevin Alcantara, he'll be out in center, batting 3rd. Peter Matt, the cleanup man, he's out in left. Miguel Fabrizio at 1st base hits 5th. Ethan Hearn does the catching, hitting 6th. Liam Spence batting 7th. He'll be at the hot corner. Reginald Preciado, the shortstop, bats 8th. And Juan Mora, freshly added to the Myrtle Beach roster no more than 2 days ago now, bats 9th, playing 2nd for Richard Gallardo on the bump for Myrtle Beach. On the hill for Delmarva tonight, it's 6'3", 250-pound righty Juan de los Santos, still 19 years old, at least for another month, till May the 25th. Juan making his 3rd start of the year. It has been very smooth sailing thus far. He is 1-1 with a 1.04 ERA. He works from the first base side of the rubber into his wind. His first pitch of the game, Crow Armstrong shows bunt, draws it back as he takes down and in for ball 1. We're underway a few minutes early here tonight at 7:03. De Los Santos, the rock in the pitch. Crow Armstrong chops it foul down the first base side into the seats, and the count's even at 1. Defensive alignment for the Shorebirds and their manager, Felipe Rojas Jr. It's Valdez in left, Deson in center, Tavares in right. Ramirez at 3rd, De Leon at short, Greg Cullen at 2nd. He'll play 7 innings today on his rehab stint. Josue Cruz is at 1st, and Brian Hernandez does the catching. De Los Santos has wind up the 1-1. Misses high and outside at 94 for ball 2. Shorebirds in their classic Orange Friday home uniforms, reminiscent of the O's own orange alternates. The 2-1 on the outside corner. Nice off-speed pitch, and the count's even at 2. Going for the first time this year with their Orange Friday caps as well. Tri-colored, white on the front, orange on the back, and black for the bill. 2-2. Crow Armstrong takes high for ball 3. He has had a very productive series. He's homered twice this week. His OPS now sits just a shade below 1,000 at 943 on the young season. Payoff pitch. Reaches for the fastball away and fouls it off up into the sweet level. And we'll do another 3-2. Myrtle Beach, 2nd straight night. They're going with their light blue alternate tops. Pelicans in gold across the front with gold numbers. 3-2 again. Armstrong takes ball 4 outside. Fastball gets away from De Los Santos. And Pete Crow Armstrong doing what any good leadoff hitter does. Sees a few pitches and works the walk to open the game. Got to keep an eye on him over at first now as well. He is tied for the Pelicans team lead in stolen bases at 5. Which is actually more than the entire Shorebirds team to this point in the season. Birds have only stolen 4 bases collectively. First pitch now to Jacob Wetzel. He swings and misses out in front of a changeup for strike 1. De Los Santos last time out, on the 16th at Lynchburg. 5 shutout innings. Allowed just 2 hits, 3 walks, only struck out 2. He retired the final 7 he faced. 0-1. Wetzel takes, changeup darts the outside edge. It's 0-2. For De Los Santos, that win against Lynchburg was his first career victory. Somehow he had gone 0-7 through his first about 100 frames of his career, despite a ERA around 3.5. 0-2, runner goes, and Wetzel hits a tapper out in front of the plate. De Los Santos off the mound, grabs it, throws to first, and he hits the runner. Crow Armstrong to 3rd, he'll hold up there as the play backed up by the second baseman, Cullen. And now they are going to call Wetzel out. Apparently, Wetzel was out of the baseline. That's what home plate umpire Trey Jester is indicating, and Crow Armstrong is being sent back to 2nd, as the moment that the ball hit Wetzel when he was out of the baseline, the ball becomes dead. And Crow Armstrong being sent actually back to 1st, beg your pardon, even though he was off on the pitch, he gets sent back to his original base at the start of the pitch. So Wetzel out, Crow Armstrong stays put at 1st. And now here's Kevin Alcantara. Big break for the Shorebirds, the pitch. Outside with a breaking ball for ball 1. For Armstrong, still at first, middle infield at double play deck. Alcantara hitting 265 in the season. De Los Santos checks in on Crow Armstrong. He dives back in. Not a bad night for baseball at all here from Salisbury. Come a little bit more overcast in the past hour. It had been in the mid-70s with pure sunshine all day long. But right now, hovering in the high 60s, no wind to speak of right now. 1-0. Alcantara swings and lofts into the air to right center. Tavares over towards the gap. Right fielder camps under it and makes the catch for the second out here in the first. Crow Armstrong retreats back to first base. Tavares playing right tonight after DHing last night. We saw a couple of different right fielders last night for Delmarva. Isaac Baloney started out there. Then Brian Hernandez was pressed into duty, who is now catching tonight. He had an adventure out there trying to field a fly ball down in the corner. But a more standard alignment tonight for the Shorebirds. Here's Peter Matt. First pitch, runner goes. It's a called strike. The throw to second is not in time. Crow Armstrong just barely ahead of the throw. The feet first slide, able to swipe his sixth of the season. He's in scoring position with a strike on Peter Matt. Chance for Myrtle Beach to get on the board first here tonight. It was Delmarva who scored first in the second inning last night. Luis Valdez a two-run single. And now time called, and an automatic ball has been added to the count with Juan de los Santos taking too long to fire home. Count now a ball and a strike on Peter Matt. Matt playing in his second game this series. Got last night off. He's 5-for-32 to start the year. No homers, three driven in. 1-1. Slider misses up high for ball two. De Los Santos, a long look in. Comes the high set. Long black sleeves, black glove, the 2-1. The fastball on the inside corner at 95. De Los Santos has some of the best raw stuff on this Shorebirds pitching staff. Get the fastball up around 95, 96. Good biting slider. Typically, he'll rack up the Ks. Last time out against Lynchburg, he was able to do it just inducing weak contact. 2-2. Slider poked the other way. Foul by Matt. Able to stay alive. And with De Los Santos working with just a three-pitch mix for the moment, four-seamer, curveball, changeup, it'll be very important how he sequences those. Went breaking ball away there. Hernandez sets up in now. Crow Armstrong at second, the 2-2. Fastball up and in. Matt tries to check his swing, but he went around on 97 from Juan de los Santos. As he pumps a little gas here in the first by Matt to end the frame, we go to the bottom of the first. It's Myrtle Beach, nothing, and Delmarva coming to bat here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Bottom of the first, no score after a half inning of play as Luis Valdez steps in from the left side against Richard Gallardo in the first pitch to Valdez. The fastball that misses down and in for ball one. Preston Automotive Group starting lineup for your Shorebirds. Never got to it in the top half of the inning. 1-0 from Gallardo. Valdez swings and taps it foul first base side 1-1. Valdez leads it off, then DeSone and Cullen. Tavares the cleanup man, Bologna, De Leon, and Cruz. Then Ramirez and Hernandez to round it out. Gallardo ready to rock is 1-1. Valdez a high chopper towards second on the short hop. Mora able to pick it expertly and throw to first in time to get Valdez. That is an extremely intelligent play by Juan Mora, knowing that if he waits back on that high chopper, Valdez probably beats it. His only choice was a do-or-die short hop, try to Olay it, and Mora did it. So one away, that brings up Michael DeSone. Gallardo working quickly. His first pitch is a fastball at 95. On the outside corner. Mentioned his name a couple of times. Now let's introduce you to Richard Gallardo. His 0-1. DeSone swings and misses. Fastball up. It's 0-2. And Gallardo working so quickly he might not be able to. 6-1, 180. 20 years old at Maracay, Venezuela. Here's his 0-2 to DeSone. Fastball is outside for ball one. Making his third outing of the season. He's had one good, one bad. Started on the 10th against Charleston. Went four innings of one-run ball. 1-2. Slider swung on and missed, able to get DeSone to chase outside, and there's quickly two away here in the first. Scoreless game, bottom one. But Gallardo was the crown jewel of the Cubs' 2018 international signing class. Something that Orioles fans are starting to get used to as far as building up ample classes. Gallardo, the righty into his wind, his first pitch to Greg Cullen. Fastball down and in for ball one. Gallardo spent 2021 with Myrtle Beach, making a handful of starts. As the 1-1 sliced the other way by Cullen, a line drive into left field. That's a professional hitter there. As he slaps it the other way for a base hit. He's a two-out base runner here for the Shorebirds. Last year, Gallardo went 3-9 with a 4.53 ERA, 21 outings, all starts. 91 in the third innings, he struck out only 75, but walked just 32, allowed 8 homers, 92 hits, 55 runs, 46 earned. Opponents hit 257 against him. From the stretch for the first time, high leg kick and the pitch to Davis Tavares. And it's a three-hopper out to second. Charging in, the second baseman Mora gloves it and throws to first to retire Tavares and retire the side. Gallardo just needs one extra pitch after allowing the single to Cullen to post a scoreless frame. We move to the second, scoreless after one, here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. For even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes, head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman in this awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road for the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Purdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Purdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
Top of the second, scoreless after one here between the Shorebirds and the Pelicans. Sam Jelinek with you. Game four of this series. Myrtle Beach now at 7-5 after taking two out of the first three from Delmarva. The first pitch from Juan de los Santos to Miguel Fabrizio is up and away for ball one. Shorebirds at 5-7 in their own right, 3 games back in the Carolina League Northern Division. 1-0, fastball upstairs for ball two. While Myrtle Beach, with their play of late, has actually brought themselves into a three-way tie atop the Southern Division here in the Carolina League. 2-0. High chopper towards second. Backing up on it, the second baseman Cullen from shallow right. He grabs it, throws to first to retire Fabrizio. And there's one out here in the second. Myrtle Beach now tied with Kannapolis and Charleston at 7-5 here in the early going. Playoff format, to my knowledge, is still the same year over year. We actually haven't gotten confirmation on that yet, but it should be the two division winners and then the second best team from each division. First pitch to Ethan Hearn, misses down low for ball one. Last year it was just the top two teams across the entire league that ended up being Down East in Charleston. 1-0, fastball misses outside to Ethan Hearn, and it's ball two. But this year we should have a full four-team playoff, if the rumors I've heard are to be believed. 2-0 pitch. Fastball just a little bit low for ball three. Hernandez, a quick turn back to home plate umpire Trey Jester, trying to figure out where that pitch is. 3-0 on Ethan Hearn back in the lineup after a day off last night. 3-0. Takes. It's a called strike on the outside corner, 3-1. Hearn using a beautiful cherry red bat. Got a gold label on it. 3-1. Fastball is a called strike. That looked about ankle high. As maybe a gift back to De Los Santos after Trey Jester was squeezing him earlier in the AB. Now the count's full. 3-2 on Hearn. Payoff pitch. He swings and fouls it off himself to stay alive. 95 there from De Los Santos. Hearn homered earlier in the series, his first of the season. He's driven in three runs, hitting 121 in the season, 4-33. Sixth rounder of the Cubs back in 2019. De Los Santos, leg kick the pitch. Fastball called, strike three. Outside corner at 95. Hearn unable to pull the trigger. And there's two away here in the second. Second strikeout of the game for De Los Santos, as he's already matched the number of Ks he put up in his last outing. What was weird about that, too, for De Los Santos was his stuff was still as crisp as ever. Two strikeouts just came back-to-back to end the second, and after that, just a lot of soft contact. Here's Liam Spence. First pitch from De Los Santos. Breaking ball in the outside corner for strike one. De Los Santos listed his repertoire at just fastball, curveball, changeup, but that looks like a slider there. Hard one at 87. 0-1. Went right back to it at 86. Outside corner. Spence swings and misses, and it's quickly 0-2. Spence, the Australian, went to the University of Tennessee. Drafted out of there last year in the fifth round by the Cubs. 0-2. Slider just off the outside corner. 1-2. He struggled in his professional career thus far. Last year with South Bend, hit just 100. This year, hitting 138. 1-2. Fastball down and away, and the count's even at 2. De Los Santos flying solo here tonight, not a part of a tandem, just as he was last week at Lynchburg. 2-2. Spence hits it in the air to right field. Tavares a few steps over towards the alley. Right fielder gets there and puts it away for the final out of the inning. Juan De Los Santos, a 1-2-3 second. He's retired 5 in a row. We go to the bottom of the second, scoreless after an inning and a half here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for. Life's twists and turns that it has in store. Is this the little moment square? We show how much we can care. So much to protect each day.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company.
Their Little League team wants to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds. Simply choose an available game. The team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your Little Leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to shorebirds.com for more information.
With America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare bone. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the early stars of tomorrow on Delmarva Today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Bottom of the second, scoreless after an inning and a half here from Purdue Stadium. Sam Jelinek with you. Isaac Bologna, switch hitter, batting from the left side, leads it off against Richard Gallardo in the first pitch. Bologna swings, hits a chopper out to short, right at Reginald Preciado, his first chance of the game. And he throws out Bologna for the first out here in the second. Shorebirds are being uber aggressive against Gallardo. He's now through an inning and a third on just 11 pitches. Tavares, one pitch out against Gallardo. Now Bologna, likewise, here to kick off the second. Here's Isaac De Leon, shortstop for the Birds. Gallardo wasting no time in his first pitch. Fastball at 94 on the outside corner for strike one. Gallardo, a classically beautiful windup. Very simple, very concise. Turns into it. Here it comes. And it's a 12-6 breaking ball down low for ball one. Gallardo, a five-pitch mix. Fastball, curveball, sinker, slider, changeup. Primarily thus far, it's been fastball, curveball, slider. 1-1. Fastball hit in the air out of play. Right field side, it's 1-2 on De Leon. Isaac still trying to find his stroke. Thought he might have busted out of his slump with a hit in each of the first two games of the series, but last night was 0-4. 1-2. Slider down and away. De Leon lays off, and the count's even at 2. Now 3-34 in the season. 2-2 pitch. Slider up and away, and the count's full. The one thing you can say about De Leon is that despite the struggles, he's still been working the count. He's walked 7 times this season to lead the Birds. 3-2, he fouls it off the catcher, Hearn. So that one got him pretty flush. Looks like he got off the inside of his left leg. He'll try to feel it out a little bit there. Thankfully, still okay. The Birds got nicked up a little bit last night. Daryl Hernandez and Michael Desaune both left the game early. Talked with Daryl before today's game. He says he just tweaked something rounding first base when he flew out to end the bottom of the fourth. 3-2. De Leon again, barely able to stay alive as he bounces it foul at the plate. Came out just to be uber cautious given his start to the year. He said he should be able to go ready this weekend. Desaune, on the other hand, after he grounded out in his lone plate appearance. 3-2, breaking ball up and in, ball four, as De Leon able to coax the walk out of Gallardo with one away here in the second. Desaune hit the ball at the end of the bat, ended up getting a stinger in his hands. Left the game. That put the Shorebirds into a game of musical chairs with their defensive alignment the rest of the night. Thankfully, both were okay. One injury news we do have to report, however, though. First pitch to Josue Cruz on the outside corner for strike one. Raul Rangel was placed on the injured list today. No corresponding move. But Rangel was rocked last night, 0-1. Fastball misses outside, 1-1. Lasted just two-thirds of an inning. His velocity was noticeably down. Didn't get a chance to talk to pitching coach Joe Hallmacher about that today. 1-1. Cruz swings, hits it towards the hole. Left side, picked by the shortstop Preciado on the backhand, and he throws to first to retire Cruz for the second out of the inning. De Leon was running on the pitch, so Preciado was actually moving towards second anyways. Had to plant his feet, turn back the other way. Still able to make the play, but De Leon running probably kept the Birds out of a double play there. But anyways, Ron Hell's velocity was down. Placed on the IL, we'll have to see how long that stay is. Talk to the trainers and pitching coaches over the coming days to see what the prognosis is. First pitch to Moises Ramirez. He takes a hack, hits a weak roller towards the left side, cut off by the third baseman Spence, and he fires across the diamond to retire Ramirez for the final out here in the second. Birds strand De Leon out at second, and we're through two innings. We go to the third. Scoreless here from Purdue Stadium on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear.
From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scrapple and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com.
For every block is here.
Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Scoreless after two here tonight from Purdue Stadium. Sam Jelinek with you as Myrtle Beach will send up 8-9-1 against Juan de los Santos, who through two innings has struck out two, allowed just one base runner. That was actually a leadoff walk to Pete Crow Armstrong to kick off the game. Reginald Preciado, switch hitting shortstop, leads it off. Preciado was out of the lineup last night, back in it tonight. 3-36 to start the year. Lanky at 6-4, the first pitch. Breaking ball misses inside for ball one. It's always fun to see, especially in De Los Santos' case. Deals the 1-0. Preciado fouls out of play for strike one. Now in the early goings of the season, he's already expanded his repertoire, adding that little slider at 86. It's really opened up a whole host of avenues for him here. 1-1. Fastball up and away for ball two. Preciado, no homers, two driven in. Still playing bingo, hitting 083. 2-1 pitch. Slider misses inside, and the count's 3-1. De Los Santos, you'd almost say surprisingly, given his size and his velocity, has not really battled control problems throughout his career yet. 2019 in 44 and two-thirds innings, he walked 11. Same innings the following year. Next time he actually played in 2021, he walked 15. 3-1. Preciado swings and dribbles it foul up the first base side, and the count's full. It's always a good sign for a young, especially electric arm pitcher, be able to already have that control and work off of it. 3-2 pitch. Fastball swung on and missed up the ladder at 95. Preciado can't catch up to it. De Los Santos with three strikeouts here in the game. Upper up Juan Mora. We saw Mora for the first time last night. He was a defensive substitution in the ninth inning. Gets his first at-bat of the season here. 5'9", 176, 22 years old. First pitch, he swings and misses. Fastball up at the bill of his cap. Strike one. Mora out of Mexico. Infield, outfield, straight up. The 0-1. He shows bunt, draws it back. Pitch missed down and away, 1-1. Last year, he played exclusively in the Arizona Complex League. Hit 351. Three homers and 23 driven in. The pitch. He swings, hits it hard on the ground the other way. Off the glove of Cullen on the dive, I should say, as it trickles on into right field. And it's a base hit for Juan Mora, the first of the game for the Pelicans. Good effort displayed by Cullen. You wouldn't know that it's just a rehab start for him, as it's extremely important for him to not just go through the motions here on this rehab, but test out his legs, test out that hamstring by going 0 to 100 quickly, and he did it there, almost making the play. So man at first, one out. Now Pete Crow Armstrong takes a first pitch breaking ball at the top of the zone for strike one. No score, top of the third. One on, one out for Crow Armstrong. He walked and stole a base his first time up. 0-1. He swings, it's a ground ball towards second, could be two. Cullen flips to second for one, but it pulled De Leon across the bag, so he can't get a throw off. And Crow Armstrong safely aboard at first on the fielder's choice. Backhand flip there by Cullen forced De Leon to reach across the bag instead of being able to keep his momentum coming towards first. And we've seen De Leon uncork some rifles coming across the bag. So even with Crow Armstrong's speed, might have had him. But we'll never know. It's
So runner at first, two outs for Jacob Wetzel. Here's the pitch. Crow Armstrong runs. The pitch is down low. The throw to second is in time. A missile from Brian Hernandez guns down Pete Crow Armstrong to end the second, or end the third, rather. As Crow Armstrong caught stealing, and that does it for the Pelicans here in the third. We go to the bottom of the third. Scoreless after 2.5 here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love?
A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The Shorebirds Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home, Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
No scores. We go to the bottom of the third, and as the rule book dictates, you make a good defensive play in the field, you lead off the very next inning. Brian Hernandez comes to bat for the Birds to kick off the third against Richard Gallardo. In the first pitch to him, he swings and fouls it off at the plate for strike one. Hernandez mowed down Pete Crow Armstrong trying to steal in the top of the third inning. Hernandez throwing out his third runner already this season, the only three caught stealings the Shorebirds have this year. 0-1. Fastball down and in, 1-1. Eight runners have tried to steal on Brian Hernandez. He's allowed five stolen bases as he flares the 1-1 in the air down the left field line. Long run for Matt into the Birds' bullpen. A little bunny hop, and he dropped the ball. He tried to keep his footing across the bullpen mounds, and as he went up the incline, tried to skip across it, and the ball popped out of his glove. So the count 1-2 on Hernandez. The at-bat continues on. Brian has struggled with the bat this season, 3-29. Gallardo turns, here's his 1-2. And Hernandez swings and misses, fastball up and away at 95. Second strikeout of the game for Gallardo, and there's one away. Dueling zeros up on the board thus far between Gallardo and De Los Santos, and they are very similar pitchers. As far as repertoire goes, Gallardo's is a bit more expansive. Both 95 on the gun, offer pretty solid breaking balls as well. Back to the top of the order, Luis Valdez stands in. First pitch, he swings and misses for strike one. Valdez, switch hitter, batting left. Grounded out to second his first time up. Wearing high black socks, the 0-1. He swings, it's a slow roller towards short. Up the middle, Preciado, the shortstop, gloves it and throws to first in time to retire Valdez, knowing he had to move quickly. And there's two away here in the third. Gallardo right now at just 28 pitches. 29, beg your pardon. So I'll bring up Michael Deson. Deson had just one at-bat last night after appearing as a defensive substitute, and he swings at the first pitch here, lines it off the pitcher Gallardo. It caroms back to the third baseman. Spence tries to make a bare hand play. He'll just put it in his back pocket as Deson has his bat splinter on him, but gets a base hit for his trouble. It's aboard with two outs. Gallardo's lucky there that he jammed Deson enough that line drive. Gallardo probably honestly inflicted more damage on the ball than the ball did on him. He'll take a few practice pitches here just to make sure he feels okay. He looks okay. He says he's good. Greg Cullen got a chance to hit here in the third. His own had just the one at-bat last night and then left the game after getting that stinger. He's at first here, two away. No score, bottom three. Cullen on his rehab assignment, picked up another hit. He's got three hits here this week. Left-handed batter, good squat in his stance. The first pitch. Fastball is up high for ball one. Cullen has gotten to know a lot of these Shorebirds, not just this week, but he got to know them towards the end of last year as well. He was rehabbing at the end of the season. 1-0, Deson runs. The breaking ball is down low, and Hearn unable to get a throw off as Deson swipes second uncontested. That's his first stolen base of the season. Deson does have great wheels. He stole last year 11 bases down in the FCL. But Cullen actually got to know guys like Deson and basically anybody else who spent time around the complex as he was rehabbing. 2-0, pitch about to come home. Time is called, though. And a strike has been called on Greg Cullen. It seemed like he was in the box ready to hit, but beats me. Not my call to make. 2-1. Cullen swings at the pitch and hits it hard on the ground to second to his right. Mora gobbles it up and throws to first to retire Cullen for the final out of the inning. Shorebird strand a runner out at second for the second straight frame. And we go to the fourth, scoreless after three, here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Gellin, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can. Head to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to the Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Gellin on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Nothing as we go to the top of the fourth here from Purdue Stadium. Sam Jelinek with you. Jacob Wetzel leads it off for the Pelicans. Juan de los Santos back to work in his first pitch of the frame. Wetzel takes a fastball top of the zone inside corner for strike one. 95 there from de los Santos. Still going strong here into the fourth. Now at 44 pitches. Winds up and deals. Wetzel takes fastball outside corner this time. 95 once more, it's 0-2. Wetzel, technically, I guess, grounded out his first time up. He got called out for being out of the baseline. 0-2. Takes a breaking ball in the dirt, 1-2. And De Los Santos trying to make the play on a comebacker. Threw the ball off of Wetzel, who was ruled out by the home plate umpire, Trey Jester. Crow Armstrong, who would have moved all the way to third on the play, had to be relegated back to first. And Myrtle Beach went scoreless in the frame. 1-2. Wetzel swings, hits a flare off his thumbs into shallow center. Out is the shortstop, De Leon, and he grabs it with ease for the first out of the inning. A little humpback liner for the first out of the inning. That'll bring up Kevin Alcantara. Alcantara hitting from the right side. Here's the first pitch. He takes inside little change up that glanced off the glove of Hernandez for ball one. Wind up in the 1-0 coming home. Breaking ball misses down and in for ball two. That was the curveball there from De Los Santos. Alcantara flew out to right his first time up. 2-0. He swings and rifles a ground to a foul down the third baseline, 2-1. Just looking at Alcantara, signed for just shy of a mil with the New York Yankees. You can see why he's such a tantalizing prospect. A very sinewy frame, very springy. You can just imagine adding a little bit more size, a little bit more thickness to it. 2-1. He swings and fouls it back out of play. And the count's even at 2. And already he possesses great power as well as great speed. Once he starts to harness it a little bit more, he's already got good feel at the plate. Be a very dangerous player. 2-2. Slider called, strike 3. Outside corner, De Los Santos able to nibble the edge as he sets down Alcantara, looking for the second out here in the fourth. 4 strikeouts in the game for De Los Santos. De Los Santos, a part of this rotation with Moises Chassé and hopefully at some point soon again, Raul Rangel, all just 19. First pitch to Peter Met. Big swing and a miss. Off speed pitch fooled him for strike 1. 2 outs, top of the fourth, scoreless game. Matt struck out swinging his first time up. With De Los Santos, as opposed to Rangel or Chassé, is 0-1. Slider swung on and missed. Matt can't connect. It's 0-2. De Los Santos, you don't have to dream on the size. It's already there. It's just molding him into the pitcher that he can be. And tonight, you're getting a glimpse of that. 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt. Matt lays off, and the count's 1-2. Breaking out that hard slider a little bit more, better command of the changeup, and maybe even adding more velocity one day to the fastball to pump it up to the 97-98 range. 1-2 on Peter Met. Wind up the pitch. Breaking ball down and away, he lays off. It's after Met swung and missed at the first two of those in the at-bat. He's learned his lesson. Didn't go to UPenn and Duke for nothing. Two on its way. Matt swings and hits a number towards third. Charging in, the third baseman Ramirez. Gloves, throws on the run. Not in time. Matt able to hustle down the line and beat the throw. Ramirez did all he could. But good hustle. Nets the Pelicans their second hit of the game. It's a two-out infield single to keep the fourth inning going. I'll bring up Miguel Fabrizio, who the Shorebirds had a lot of trouble getting out last night. For a guy who went 0-10 to start the season, he has certainly turned a corner. 3 hits last night, finished a homer shy of the cycle. So he takes the first pitch down and away. It kicks off the catcher Hernandez to the backstop. Up to second goes Matt on the wild pitch. It's 1-0 on Fabrizio. Fabrizio last night, a double, a triple, a single, and 2 driven in. As he quadrupled his hit output on the season to that point, going from 1-4. Left-handed batter, man out at second for Myrtle Beach, 2 away. Sun starting to set, the 1-0. And Fabrizio skies it in the air down the left field line, giving Chase Valdez towards the Shorebirds bullpen, but it's into the grassy berm, and a scrum of kids go after it, with one lucky fan coming away with it. Overcast skies have started to part a little bit. The sun setting, getting a beautiful hue of cotton candy type of pink up in the sky. It's a ball and a strike on Fabrizio. Matt out at second. De Los Santos, the high set. Stares out at second, now deals. And Fabrizio takes. Fastball low for ball two. Shorebirds trying to even this series up at 2 games apiece. Won the first game, dropped the next two. Myrtle Beach dominating the next 2 days, 17-3 and 8-3. 2-1 offering. Fabrizio fouls it straight back, and the count's level at 2. De Los Santos' pitch count starting to escalate just a little bit here. Hasn't been the most efficient, but efficient enough. 61 pitches right now. He went 71 in his last outing. So I'm guessing about 75-80 is the goal tonight. 2-2. Fabrizio fouls it off at the plate, dribbled it to the backstop, able to stay alive. And these long at-bats can tell you a lot about a pitcher's progression, especially early in the season, whether or not they wear down or if De Los Santos can find a way to induce weak contact or a swing and a miss. Still 2-2. Man at second, two outs. No score, top four. Here's the pitch. And Fabrizio swings and misses on the back foot slider. Swung right over it as De Los Santos is able to strand a man out at second to end the fourth. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Shorebirds and Pelicans still scoreless here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Still waiting for somebody to blink here in this matchup between the Pelicans and the Shorebirds. Scoreless after 3.5. Both teams, no runs on two hits thus far. Juan de los Santos, the Shorebirds, has been sharp on the mound. Richard Gallardo, likewise for the Pelicans. He's back out for the bottom of the fourth, and he faces Davis Tavares to kick it off. Tavares, right-handed batter, here's the first pitch. And a looping breaking ball splits the middle for strike one. Tavares grounded out to second his first time up on just one pitch. Davis trying to find his groove again. 0-1. Way out in front of a breaking ball. Swings off his front foot and misses 0-2. Davis, an infield single last night, snapped an 0-for-8 streak. 0-2. Able to get a piece of that breaking ball. Nub it foul. Stay at 0-2. But Davis, a very free swinger. And with that, comes not all too many walks. 0-2. Fastball fouled straight back, able to stay alive. So despite Davis hitting about 240 on the season thus far, his on-base percentage is well below 300. He can hit with a lot of power, but if you're not going to draw that many walks, you need to be hitting with power much more frequently. 0-2, swing and a miss. Waves away at a breaking ball down and away. As Gallardo sits him down, his third strike out of the game, and there's one away here in the fourth. And for Davis, the problem of late has been that breaking ball outside doesn't allow him to get off his A-grade swing. Off his front foot, out in front of the pitch, can't drive it that way. Now here's Isaac Bologna, one out, nobody on. He swings at the first pitch and rifles into left, but right at Peter Matt. Barely had to move. Left fielder able to put the squeeze on it for the second out here in the fourth. Bologna now 0-for-2, and he's seen all of two pitches. Grounded out in the second on the first pitch and lines out to left here. There's two away in the fourth. Brings up Isaac De Leon, two outs, nobody on in the first pitch. Gallardo's breaking ball nicks the outside corner for strike one. Gallardo now at just 40 pitches through 3 2/3. De Leon walked his first time up, his eighth of the season, the 0-1. De Leon swings and fouls it away, 0-2. You can tell that De Leon is close to breaking out of his slump again. Getting off much better swings. He's working the count. He's fouling off a lot of pitches. Fouling off pitches with good swings. 0-2. Breaking ball never broke. Stayed high. It's 1-2. Which tells you his timing just almost there. Gallardo's 1-2. Slider up and away, and De Leon's worked it back to even. No score, bottom four. Two outs. De Leon trying to extend the frame. The 2-2. And De Leon swings and skies it to the right side of the diamond. In shallow right, second baseman Mora out. Down the line, he slides and makes the catch. Barely in fair territory. It was an adventure, but Juan Mora stayed with it and picked the ball right off the turf on its way down to help retire the side in order here in the fourth for Richard Gallardo. We go to the fifth. Still scoreless here from Purdue Stadium on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Top of the fifth, still searching for our first run. It's scoreless after four. Juan de los Santos back to work, and Ethan Hearn leads off against him here in the fifth, and he waves away at the first pitch, a changeup darting down and away for strike one. Hearn from the left side struck out his first time up back in the second. De los Santos the windup and the pitch. Hearn out in front of a breaking ball this time, and it's 0-2. So de los Santos has shown him nearly the full gauntlet here. Changeup, curveball, will he go to the fastball now? Infield, outfield, straight away. De Los Santos, the pitch. He did go to the fastball, but he missed outside, 1-2. De Los Santos at 66 pitches has prompted a little bit of action out in the Shorebirds bullpen here. The 1-2. Hearn takes just outside, off speed, can't find the edge. Counts even at 2. Trying to get a peek at who that is down there. That looks like Hugo Beltran. 2-2 pitch. Down and in, missed with the slider, and Hearn has worked it from 0-2 to 3-2. Beltran worked earlier this week. I believe it was back on Tuesday. Three balls, two strikes. De Los Santos, the windup and the payoff pitch. Hearn rips it down the right field line by the dive of Cruz at first and all the way to the right field corner. Hearn around first. He's thinking three. Takes the turn around second. Hits the brakes late and darts back to the bag just ahead of the throw, as he's got himself a leadoff double here to kick off the fifth. Ball was scalded down the line. First extra base hit of the game for either side. Just the third hit of the contest for Myrtle Beach. They're in business here to start the fifth. For Hearn, that's his first double of the season. Now Liam Spence. Flew out to right his first time up. The first pitch, breaking ball in the inside corner for strike one. Spence looking to find his footing here in pro baseball. Hit just above 100 last year, hitting 138 this season. Still on the interstate. 0-1. He swings and fouls it back over the netting just to our right. And the count's 0-2. A big spot for a De Los Santos punch out. He's got five tonight. Tying his season high. His career high was 8 back in the DSL. Now time called. Spence steps out. No score, top five. Nobody out. Hearn out at second after his double. 0-2. Spence swings, hits a three-hopper towards third on the short hop. Ramirez picks it, looks the runner back, throws to first, now bringing for third. Here's the throw, and it's off the bag as Hearn able to dive in ahead of the throw. Daring base running as he broke for third after Ramirez looked him back. Ramirez gets the out at first, and then Hearn takes off for third and barely makes it there ahead of the throw. And now Felipe Rojas Jr. has popped out of the Shorebirds dugout. That'll be the final pitch of the game for Juan de los Santos. Hugo Beltran ready to come in out of the pen for Delmarva. De los Santos done after 4 1/3, and we've got ourselves our first TechNet call to the bullpen. Hugo Beltran coming on as the Shorebirds and Pelicans are scoreless here in the fifth. Be back in a second here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Top of the fifth here from Purdue Stadium. There's one out, a man at third, and Hugo Beltran is your new pitcher as he relieves Juan de los Santos on this TechNet called the bullpen. De los Santos works 4 1/3 innings. Right now, he is not allowed a run on 3 hits, 1 walk, and he strikes out 5, tying a season high, but he is responsible for Ethan Hearn over at third. De Los Santos cannot win this game. The best he can do is a no decision or potentially be on the hook for the loss if Hearn ends up scoring. But hopefully that's not the case, as Beltran will try to strand him there. Hugo pitching for the second time here in the series. He pitched back on the 20th against Myrtle Beach 2 nights ago on Wednesday. Through an inning and a third of scoreless baseball, allowing a hit, striking out 2. First man to face him is Reginald Preciado, switch hitter batting left. Infield comes in for the Shorebirds. Beltran right-handed, arm high set, the leg kick, the pitch, and it's outside for ball 1. Hugo 6-1, 190. Traded from the Dodgers to the Orioles last summer in exchange for cash considerations. 1-0. Preciado takes. Backdoor slider misses. It's 2-0. Beltran dominated the Dominican Summer League with the Dodgers, as well as the Orioles last year. 16 games all out of the bullpen. 23 1/3 innings. He punched out 39. 2-0 on Preciado. The pitch. Fastball outside for ball 3. Preciado struck out swinging his first time up. On deck, the 9-hole hitter Juan Mora. Infield in for the Shorebirds. Runner at third, 1 out. Top of the fifth. 3-0 pitch. Swing and a grounder back up the middle. Diving stop by the shortstop, De Leon. He throws to first, throws off the bag, and Cruz can't get back to the base in time. As Preciado reaches, that'll be a hit for Preciado, as that was an exceptional effort from Isaac De Leon, diving up the middle, threw from his backside. The throw was off target, pulling Cruz off the back. Preciado then beat the race to the base. And there's men at the corners with one away. Hearn was not running on contact, so he stays at third. And we stay scoreless. Double play now in order, though, so the middle infield back looking to turn two. Cruz holds on the runner at first. Ramirez at third, even with the bag. Mora, right-handed batter, singled his first time up. His first AB of the year. Beltran High set the pitch. Breaking ball gets away from him, and it drills Mora in the back. So an inauspicious start for Hugo Beltran. Infield single followed by a hit by pitch, and the bases are loaded with one away for Pete Crow Armstrong. Infield will again post the same alignment. Middle infield back, corners play in. Bases loaded, one out. No score, top of the fifth. Myrtle Beach trying to break it open. First pitch. This is outside for ball one, and now Beltran has only thrown one strike since coming in out of the pen. And that was the pitch Preciado dribbled out towards short. Other than that, he's been out of the zone with the other five. For Armstrong from the left side, first rounder of the Mets back in 2020, traded to the Cubs for Javier Baez. 1-0. Swing and a foul tip off the catcher Hernandez to the backstop. It's 1-1. For Armstrong, helped break open the game a couple of nights ago with a three-run homer in that 10-run sixth. Last night, a bit more quiet, was 0-for-4 with a walk as well as a stolen base. Bases loaded here, one out. No score, top five. The 1-1 for Armstrong takes just a little bit low off the outer edge. Missed with an off-speed pitch, 2-1. For Armstrong, a tough man to double up. He's got pretty good wheels. Birds do play back, though, looking for the double play ball. The 2-1 for Armstrong swings, lines it back up the middle and into center, a base hit. One run scores, racing around third. Here comes Preciado, the throw to the plate, not in time. And it's a two-run single for Pete Crow Armstrong as he breaks the scoreless deadlock here in the fifth. It's 2-0 Myrtle Beach. One hopper right over the bag at second. Nothing shortstop De Leon or the second baseman Cullen could do about it. Valdez lucky his throw to the plate. Didn't get away from the catcher Hernandez or that Mora, who advanced to second, didn't take third on the throw. Two-run single for Crow Armstrong, and the Pelicans still cooking. With runners now at first and second, still one away, leading 2-0. First pitch to Jacob Wetzel's on the outside corner for strike one. Crow Armstrong, RBIs number 6 and 7 on the season. Wetzel, left-handed batter, he's 0-for-2. Popped out to short his last time up. 0-1. Wetzel takes, breaking ball down low, and the count's even at 1. Part of the order here for Beltran to try to get out of the frame. He relieved De Los Santos, the man at third and one away. He's allowed two runs to come in, the 1-1. Wetzel swings, it's a chopper to first, back of the bag. The first baseman Cruz gloves it and takes it to the base to retire Wetzel. Up to second goes Crow Armstrong, to third goes Mora. And with two in scoring position and two outs, Kevin Alcantara comes to the plate. The line now closed on Juan De Los Santos, by the way. He allows one run in 4 1/3 innings on 3 hits, 1 walk, 5 strikeouts. Another solid outing for De Los Santos. So here's Alcantara. 2 on, 2 out. 2-0 Pelicans. The pitch. He swings and misses. Slider biting down and away for strike one. Alcantara, 0-for-2. He's flied out to right. Struck out looking. Right-handed batter. Light kick, the 0-1. He swings and dribbles it foul just next to the Shorebirds' dugout third base side. It's a quick 0-2 hole. Beltran has allowed the inherited runner to score, but now trying to keep Myrtle Beach from tacking on anymore. Two in scoring position, two away. 0-2 coming home to Alcantara. He swings and misses, chases the slider down and away as Beltran sits him down and is able to mitigate the damage here in the fifth. But the Pelicans do get on the board first, a two-run single for Pete Crow Armstrong. And we go to the bottom of the fifth. We're halfway home. It's Myrtle Beach 2 and Delmarva nothing here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. For even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes, head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that can win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman in his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
It's now a 2-0 lead for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. So we go to the bottom of the fifth here from Purdue Stadium. The Shorebirds trail it. Pete Crow Armstrong, a 2-run single in the top half of the frame, breaks our scoreless deadlock. Josue Cruz leads off the fifth for Delmarva. 7, 8, and 9 due up in the first pitch. Richard Gallardo spins in a looping breaking ball over the outside corner for strike one. Cruz hitting from the left side against Gallardo, the righty, into his wind, the 0-1. Back to the breaking ball, misses low for ball one. Gallardo at just 46 pitches through now 4-plus innings. Potentially worked very deep into this game. 1-1. Cruz takes. Fastball at the knees. It's 1-2. Gallardo out of Venezuela. Signed back in 2018. Actually represented the club, or rather the country, back in the 15U World Cup in 2018. 1-2. Cruz fouls it away. Able to stay alive. 1-2. Cruz, on the other hand, out of Bonny in the Dominican Republic. 1-2. Cruz grounded out to short his first time up, and this time he's down on strikes as he swings and misses at a breaking ball down and in. Gallardo with his fourth strikeout of the game. And there's one away here in the fifth. One thing I love about seeing new teams, as well as new affiliate organizations, this being the Pelicans and the Cubs' first time here at Purdue Stadium, I believe ever. It's the first pitch to Moises Ramirez as a breaking ball for strike one. Obviously, the Pelicans have never been here, but I don't believe the Cubs ever had an affiliate in the South Atlantic League. 0-1. Ramirez fouls it back, and it's quickly 0-2. But as is the case, the color scheme of both Myrtle Beach and Chicago, new here to the Eastern Shore, and I love Richard Gallardo's glove. 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball swung on and missed as he makes Ramirez look foolish. He's 0-2 tonight. Back-to-back case for Gallardo, and there's two away in the fifth. Gallardo rocking a Wilson, looks like an A2000. Cubby blue on the outside. Red laces, and then the inside palm is red. Absolutely gorgeous with Wilson in yellow, so it really pops. First pitch to Brian Hernandez. He lines one the other way, but that'll slice into the Shorebirds bullpen for strike one. And credit as well to Gallardo. His cleats actually match the Pelicans uniform. You see a lot of guys, and this helps for the Orioles system that the Shorebirds are the same color as the O's, have the colors of their affiliate, their major league club, on their cleats. 0-1, high and away for ball one. Because a lot of equipment comes from either major league guys or from the major league team. 1-1. Hernandez dribbles it up the first baseline off the mound. The pitcher Gallardo lets it go by. First baseman Fabrizio picks it up and tags Hernandez out on the way by as Fabrizio takes a tumble, making the play. But he secures the 1-2-3 inning for Richard Gallardo here in the fifth. He's now retired 7 in a row, and we're through 5 complete. We go to the sixth. Shorebirds down 2-0 here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Life's too absurd. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your Little League team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your Little Leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Top of the sixth, Shorebirds trailing the Myrtle Beach Pelicans 2-0. Richard Gallardo outdueling Juan de los Santos to this point. De los Santos goes 4 1/3 right now on the hook for the loss after he allowed a run. Gallardo with 5 shutout. See how much longer he's in this game. His pitch count is in pristine shape, but a lefty is warming out in the Pelicans bullpen. Hugo Beltran, who finished off the fifth, comes back out for the sixth, and he's greeted by Peter Matt. Cleanup man 1-for-2 tonight with a single. The first pitch, he swings and lines it out to left, racing on. Valdez will have to play it on a hop as it nearly skips by him. But he keeps it in front and holds Matt to a single to lead off the sixth. Shorebirds trying to keep pace with the Salem Red Sox here in the Carolina League Northern Division. And right now, Salem at home against Charleston. It's 3-2 Salem. In the top of the fourth, Charleston has scored 2 in the frame and still threatening. Bases loaded with 1 out. Here's the pitch to Miguel Fabrizio. Just outside for ball 1 from Beltran. Around the rest of the league, Fredericksburg beating up on Kannapolis again. It's 7-1 Fred Nats, bottom of the fourth. Fred Nats seem to be the real deal. 1-0. Pass ball down and away for ball 2. Carolina leading Lynchburg 3-1. Mudcats trying to keep pace with Salem and Fredericksburg here in the division. Down East and Columbia now tied at 2, and that's in the top of the fourth. 2-0 to Fabrizio. He swings, hits a grounder towards second. To his left, the second baseman Cullen gloves it, throws to second, and that's the only out they'll get on the play as De Leon puts it in his back pocket. Fabrizio reaches safely at first, and there's one away on the fielder's choice. Fabrizio replaces Matt over at first on the 4-6 fielder's choice. With one away, that brings up Ethan Hearn. Started the rally last inning for Myrtle Beach with a leadoff double. Cruz holds on the runner. Beltran high set. Leg kick the pitch. Fastball on the outside corner at 88 for strike 1. Fayetteville and Augusta tied at 1 in the bottom of the 4th. Augusta, the next team the Shorebirds will see after Myrtle Beach, as they continue their southern swing. They'll play at SRP Park for the first time. 0-1, high and outside, in and out of the glove of Hernandez, but he tracks it down quickly enough to keep Fabrizio at first, 1-1. Shorebirds will go to Augusta and then Columbia on their first 12-game road trip of the season. They'll then be home for 12 and then hit the road again for 12. 12-game home series. That'll take Delmarva against some divisional foes. 1-1, fastball runs just outside for ball 2. From the 10th to the 22nd of May, first 6 against Salem, then 6 against Fredericksburg. That'll actually be the final time until July that Fredericksburg comes to Delmarva. 2-1, Hearn swings and misses, can't connect on the fastball up and away. The count's even at 2. Shorebirds trailing Myrtle Beach 2-0, top of the sixth. In a infield, double play depth slightly modified to the pole side for the left-handed batter. Third baseman Ramirez not too far off the line. Cruz holds on the runner, the pitch. Hearn takes, and the breaking ball's low. The count's full. Fabrizio, not a huge threat to run here. In his career, stolen four bases, been caught six times, with most of that coming back in the Dominican Summer League. 3-2, he stays put, and Hearn swings and fouls it in and out of Hernandez's mitt, able to stay alive. Beltran coming over from the Dodgers, getting his first taste here of stateside baseball, both overall and with the Orioles. He never played down in the FCL, getting the bump straight here to full season ball this year. 3-2 again, and Hearn takes high ball four. The pitch gets by Hernandez to the backstop, but Fabrizio will stay put at second, ball four. Just the second walk of the game issued by Shorebirds pitching. And there's two on with one out for Liam Spence. Beltran, one of the bilingual guys actually on the team. And the funny thing is, once you actually get Beltran talking, he's one guy who can really chat your ear off. Some guys a bit more reserved, but Hugo loves to kick back and chat a little. As now, he'll have a new conversation mate. Joe Hallmacher, the Shorebirds pitching coach, heads out to the mound. That'll allow, looks like, Kelvin LaRoche to get loose out in the Shorebirds bullpen. LaRoche hasn't pitched since last Sunday when he got saddled with the unfortunate loss in extra innings. Allowed his first run of the year, although it was unearned. So Hallmacher chats it out with Lopez. And both Hugo and Joe smiling. So I think whatever he was talking about, it probably wasn't baseball related, just trying to get him to loosen up there out in the mound. So two on, one out, and Liam Spence, the batter, he's 0 for 2 tonight. Splied to right and grounded out to third. Right-handed batter, middle infield at double play depth, the first pitch. Changeup runs inside for ball one. Spence so far 1 for 8 coming into tonight in the series, now 1 for 10. The 1-0. Spence swings and pops it up right on top of home plate. Catcher Hernandez off with the mess, stuttering his feet, and he can't make the play. Fell down to his knees, reaching out for it, right in front of the warning track by the Pelicans' dugout. Not much wind to speak of, but unable to come down with it, and Spence has new life. So a ball and a strike on Spence now, with still two on, one out. Hopefully that won't come back to bite the Shorebirds. Defensively, they've been good tonight, haven't committed an error. But on the season, they have struggled quite a bit. And now time called, and a ball has been called on Beltran. So 2-1, our new count after the pitch clock violation. Tough break for Hugo there, given the moment. That will be something, the first time that we get a walk-off on a pitch clock violation. 2-1. Slider just off the inside corner. Beltran can't get the call, and the count's 3-1. First time a game ends with the pitch clock violation being the reason. Somebody's going ballistic. It's going to be a sight to behold. Hopefully I don't have to see it in person. 3-1. Spence rips it down the left field line into the Birds' bullpen, foul. And the count's full, 3-2. Might have seen last night, tempers flare between AA Portland and Binghamton. Batter got hit with a pitch. Pitcher didn't like it. Batter didn't like it. And the Rumble Ponies batter was able to get in a full-on haymaker. He wound up and delivered a shot, knocking the pitcher down to the ground before a full-scale brawl ensued. 3-2 pitch, runners take off, and Spence pounds it foul over the Shorebirds' dugout, third base side. Count stays full, runners return to their bases. We have seen Fabrizio be pretty aggressive on the bases a couple of times this series as far as taking off. He's never had an opportunity to steal, because each time he's run the pitch, it's either been ball four or a foul ball. See if he's off here. Cullen will hold him close at second. Man at first and second, one out. Top six, 2-0 Pelicans, the pitch. And Spence swings, rolls it on the ground left side. Picked off by the third baseman, Ramirez goes to second. One over to first in time. 5-4-3 around the horn. Hugo Beltran able to roll it and get out of the jam. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's still 2-0 Pelicans here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love?
A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds. Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Still 2-0 Pelicans as we go to the bottom of the sixth with a big inning-ending double play ball induced by Hugo Beltran. Maybe he'll get the Birds some momentum as they have the top of the order due up here in the sixth, trailing 2-0. We'll have a new arm out on the mound to face as Chase Watkins relieves Richard Gallardo on this tech net called the bullpen. Gallardo was stellar tonight. He goes 5 shutout innings, allows just 2 hits as the first pitch to Valdez is dribbled to the backstop for strike 1. Gallardo allowed just 2 hits, no walks, 5 strikeouts. I was surprised he didn't come back out for the sixth. He was at just 55 pitches. 0-1. Valdez swings, it's a number down the third base line, and it's by the backhand stab of Spence and beyond the third base bag. Valdez a wide turnaround first, now will scamper back to the bag and get in ahead of the throw. As the shortstop, Preciado tried to throw him out after the wide turn. So it'll be an infield single for Luis Valdez there, as Spence, having to move quickly in front of the bag, tried to backhand it and was unable to come away with it. Third hit of the game for the Shorebirds. And a rude welcome to Chase Watkins out in the bump. 6'4", left-handed arm out of Oregon State. Set from the belt, his first pitch to Mishael Desone. Fastball down the middle for strike 1. Watkins on the season, making his third outing. 5 2/3 innings, he's allowed 2 runs on 6 hits, 3 walks, 8 strikeouts. 0-1 to Valdez, or rather to Desone, beg your pardon. Breaking ball in the dirt, swung on and missed, and it's 0-2. Valdez at first, after leading off the inning with an infield single. Alejandro Mendez warming out in the Shorebirds bullpen now. Looks like he'll come on for the seventh as a ball out in the bullpen has gotten loose on the field. Nobody sees it, though, so we'll keep on playing. Hopefully that won't have an impact here. 0-2. Valdez runs from first. The pitch is high. The throw to second is high as well, but somehow able to keep it on the infield as the second baseman, Mora, as he got upended by Valdez on the slide as he went high up into the air to try to grab it. But Valdez swipes second, his second stolen base of the series and the season. There's a man in scoring position with nobody out for the Shorebirds. Count 1-2 on Desone. Mishael singled back in the third. He's 1-2 with a stolen base as well. Watkins drafted in the 9th round out of Oregon State last year. Looks to second. Now fires home. Desone takes, breaking ball in the dirt, and it counts even at two. Watkins bounced around a little bit in his college days. Started at San Luis Obispo, then went to the College of Central Florida, and then on to Oregon State. Two balls, two strikes. Inside move to second, chases Valdez back to the bag. Watkins ended up pitching in five games last year after being drafted down in the Arizona Complex League. Pitched really well. 2-2. Desone swings. It's another out in front of the plate. Catcher Hearn out to grab it. Gets it with the bare hand. Throws low to first. But it's picked by the first baseman Fabrizio to retire Desone as Valdez goes to third now with one away. Fine play on both ends by Hearn and Fabrizio. Desone runs well. That play could have been a catastrophe had it not been for Fabrizio making the pick. So that'll bring up Greg Cullen. His final at-bat, presumably of the day, he's slated to just play seven innings today. On a rehab assignment from Double-A Bowie, he's 1-for-2, singled in the first, grounded out to second in the third. Infield comes in, and now they'll actually move back. The two-run lead, and a very astute hitter at the plate. Myrtle Beach willing to give up the run for the out. Valdez at third, Bird's down 2-0 in the first pitch. Breaking ball on the inside corner for strike one. Cullen looking to drive in his first run of the year with the Shorebirds. Left-handed batter, the pitch. He swings and misses, breaking ball in the dirt. He gets away from the catcher, Hearn. Here comes Valdez, and he scores without a play. A headlong dive across home as Valdez pushes the issue, and Hearn trying to scamper after the wild pitch never picked it up. And Valdez scores without even a throw to the plate. It's 2-1 here in the bottom of the sixth, Shorebirds trail. Talk about some aggressive base running from Luis Valdez there. That pitch didn't get maybe more than 5 feet behind Hearn to his right. And Valdez still scored easily. 0-2. Cullen swings. It's a high chopper to first. Little bunny hop for Fabrizio next to the bag comes down with it. Touched the base himself to retire Cullen for the second out here in the sixth. Two out, nobody on. Shorebirds now down 2-1 thanks to Luis Valdez's game-changing speed. Infield single, steals second, goes to third on a ground ball, and then scores on a wild pitch. Here's Davis Tavares. Right-handed batter, the first pitch. Checks his swing on a fastball inside for ball one. Watkins down the ACL is about to give you his numbers. 11 and a third innings allowed just two earned runs. The 1-0. Fastball inside corner for strike one. During 2021 with Oregon State, Watkins was 3-4 with a 4.88 ERA and 31 and a third innings. 1-1. Tavares checks his swing on about a 55-foot breaking ball. Two balls and a strike. Tavares 0-for-2 tonight. One homer, nine driven in on the year. The pitch. Davis swings. It's a jam shot grounder by the dive of the first baseman Fabrizio and on into right field. Fabrizio almost overran it with the dive. As by the time he laid out, the ball was actually closer to his belly button than it was his outstretched glove. Davis Tavares will take it. It's a seeing eye single. Spinning top of a baseball. But it extends the sixth for Isaac Bologna. And yet again, the switch hitter Bologna will bat from the left side against the lefty Watkins. Bologna has not ditched switch hitting. I talked to hitting coach Brink Ambler, and he said Bologna, a natural lefty, at least hitting-wise in his baseball career, wants to try out the left-on-left, see if he can handle it. First pitch, it's down and away for ball one, and Brink said it says so much about Bologna that the first time that he decided to do it, the lefty on the mound happened to be Luke Little for Myrtle Beach last night, pumping easy 98 from the left side. So Isaac hits from the left side here against the lefty Little. Heading the count 1-0. Here's the pitch. Bologna takes down the dirt, gets through the wickets of Hearn to the backstop, and Tavares scoots up to second, takes the turn, but will hold on there, taking 90 feet on the second wild pitch of the inning. It's now the tying run in scoring position. Bologna ahead in the count 2-0. He's 0-2 tonight, both times from the left side. Kicking the pitch. Bologna takes high for ball three. Maybe Bologna gets the green light here. And on the count, 3-0. Tying run at second, 2 outs in the sixth. The pitch, he takes. It's down and away, ball four, and Bologna draws the walk. So out to the mound goes the pitching coach now for Myrtle Beach. That's Clayton Mortensen to chat with Watkins as his inning has started to fade away from him with 2 outs. He had the bases empty, two away, with a run already home, then gave up the weak single to Tavares. Bologna walked. And now Isaac De Leon a chance to perhaps tie the game or maybe even give the Shorebirds the lead. Delmarva down 2-1 here in the bottom of the sixth. Men at first and second, two out. De Leon 0-1 tonight. He walked back in the second. He has had an abysmal start to the year. 3-35. First pitch. Fastball down the middle for strike one. But he can forget all about that putrid start with one good swing here. Turn the page and make the rest of the season 1-2, remember. Two on, two out. The 0-1. Down in the dirt. Blocked by Hearn off to his right. But far enough away for both runners to take 90 feet. Third wild pitch of the inning. Tavares takes third. Bologna up to second. And now the tying run 90 feet away. The go-ahead run out at second. 1-1 the count on De Leon. Outfield, infield, straight up, straight away. Left on right matchup. Set at the belt, the 1-1. De Leon takes. Called strike, top of the zone, inside corner. And it's 1-2. Shorebirds haven't had too many big clutch moments this season. They've either been blowing out teams, or they've been blown out. But they're on a tight one here, down 2-1. The 1-2 pitch. De Leon takes just inside, ball two. Gutsy take there from the 20-year-old. De Leon originally signed by the Marlins, then traded to the O's in 2020 for Richard Bleier. Two-two pitch. De Leon off the hands, able to foul it back and stay alive. Tavares at third, Bologna at second. Shorebirds down 2-1, bottom of the sixth. Trying to tie the game or take the lead. 2-2 on its way. De Leon swings and misses as Little able to get him to chase down and away on a changeup. Strikes him out to end the frame and strand the tying and go-ahead runs on bases. But the Birds do get on the board. Luis Valdez scores on a wild pitch. And we go to the seventh. Delmarva down by just a run, 2-1, here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style?
Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. It's a 2-1 game. Shorebirds trailing the Myrtle Beach Pelicans as we go to top of the seventh. Then we have a TechNet call to the bullpen to tell you about. Alejandro Mendez relieves Hugo Beltran as the first pitch. Reginald Preciado is swung on and missed for strike one. Beltran goes an inning and two-thirds, allows one run on three hits, one walk, one strikeout. 0-1 from Mendez. Preciado swings and fouls it back to the club level for strike two. Beltran relieved by Mendez here. Alejandro making his third appearance of the season, steps into his wind, the 0-2. Preciado swings and misses out in front of the off-speed pitch, and Mendez sets some down for the first out here in the seventh. Three pitches, three strikes, and there's one away. Shorebirds down 2-1, handing the ball to Mendez here to try to bring it home. And at least keep the deficit for the moment at just one. Here's Juan Mora in the first pitch, up above his head, has to duck out of the way on the fastball at 97 for ball one. Mendez on the season has not allowed an earned run yet. Four innings, three hits, one run was unearned. Four walks, four strikeouts, 1-0. Fastball yanked outside for ball two. 6'5", 254 pounds, turned 21 just before the season. San Juan de la Maguana in the Dominican Republic, 2-0. Mora swings and blasts it high in the air down the right field side. Now spiral back out of play for strike one. Mendez has drawn his own comparisons to Felix Bautista within the organization. Fastball, slider, changeup, curveball. It's the fastball that does most of the talking. The 2-1. Mora shows bunt, draws it back, and the pitch is low for ball three. Mendez's fastball at the moment sits normally 94 to 97, so he's a few ticks off of Bautista's pace at the moment. 3-1. Mora takes way outside for ball four as he draws the one-out walk. So now lineup flips to the top of the order, and Pete Crow Armstrong driven in both runs tonight for Myrtle Beach, a two-run single back in the fifth. He's one for two. Stole the base and was also caught stealing. Mendez set the belt, the first pitch. Bounces it in. Hernandez can't block it. Mora up to second as Hernandez gathers the ball back behind home plate. 1-0. So less than ideal from Mendez here after striking out Preciado. Walked Mora. Wild pitch allows him to go to second now. Now it's 1-0 on Crow Armstrong. The Pelicans trying to get the run back that they just allowed. 1-0. Fastball well inside for ball two at 97. Mendez leans in for his sign. Long black sleeves, maroon glove from the center of the belt. Looks to second, the 2-0. And Crow Armstrong swings and fouls it back the facade of the second level and back down. 2-1. Left-handed batter, straight up in the box. Feet narrow, close together. The 2-1. He swings and hits a chopper to first. On the second hop, Cruz gloves it, takes it to the bag himself as Mora advances to third on the ground out. So two away in the inning, Mendez trying to strand Mora over at third. Have to keep an eye on any potential wild pitches here. That's how the Shorebirds scored in their half of the sixth. Pelicans trying to get that run back here in the seventh. 2-1, Delmarva trails. Jacob Wetzel, the batter, and the first pitch.
Fastball just off the inside corner, maybe a little high for ball one. Wetzel out of Walkersville, Maryland. Other side of the bay. 1-0. He swings and misses late on 94 from Mendez, 1-1. And the tough thing about hitting against Mendez is not just the velocity. He's got a whole lot of limbs coming at you when he throws the plate. Good amount of extension. Chops that 60-foot six into about 45 feet. 1-1. Heater sinks down and in for ball two. Two runs, six hits, no errors for Myrtle Beach. One run, four hits, no errors for Delmarva. Myrtle Beach trying to win their third in a row. Shorebirds have not lost three in a row yet this season. 2-1. Wetzel swings and blasts it. Deep right field. Tavares gives it a look, but that baseball's gone. A two-run shot out to right for Jacob Wetzel as he demolishes a two-run homer, his first of the season. And Myrtle Beach gets that run back and then some. They now lead it 4-1 here in the sixth inning. When you're ahead in the count against somebody like Mendez, you can sit on the fastball and you can tie it up and turn on it. That's what can happen. Wetzel launched it out to right. And he puts Myrtle Beach up three of their largest lead in the night. Two out, nobody on, and here's Kevin Alcantara. Right-handed batter, Mendez back to the windup. First pitch. Changeup floats up and in for ball one. Shorebirds needed a shutdown inning. They almost had it. Mendez unable to get by Wetzel. 1-0. Down in the dirt with an off-speed pitch, and the count's 2-0. Mendez now with his sharpest control here in the inning. Obviously walked Mora, fell behind the count on Wetzel, and now here on Alcantara. 2-0 pitch. Fastball up high for ball three. Delivery. Fastball on the outside corner for a called strike. Mendez gets the benefit of the doubt. Alejandro now at 20 pitches here through two-thirds of an inning. Looks like he's lined up for potentially 40 tonight. 3-1. Alcantara lays off down and away, ball four. It's the second walk of the inning issued by Mendez. And the inning continues for Peter Matt. Allows us for the first time to catch our breath and actually give you a Birdland update. O's don't play until about another hour from now out at the Angels in Anaheim. Joe Hallmacher, the pitching coach, strides out to the mound to chat with Mendez here. Aberdeen on the road at Greensboro with a 7-4 lead as the Ironbirds look to break double digits and get their 10th win of the season. Currently in first place down in the South Atlantic League. Norfolk leading Durham 5-3 at the moment. Kyle Bradish, solid start, gave up three in the third, but that's been it. Then Bowie and Akron all knotted at one. Gunnar Henderson with his first home run of the season for the Bay Sox in that first inning. 112 miles an hour off the bat. As we mentioned, the Orioles won't play until 9:38 against Los Angeles. Bruce Zimmerman on the mound against Reed Detmers for the Angels. Meeting on the mound adjourned. That brings up Peter Matt. He's 2-for-3. Two singles. Alcantara held on by Cruz at first, and Mendez checks in on him, dives back to the bag. Matt spent the majority of his college days at the University of Pennsylvania before transferring to Duke for 2021. Proved to be a good move as it helped him get drafted in the 10th round last year. First pitch, he swings and pops it out of play right field side, 0-1. And on his journey through college while playing summer college ball, Matt actually played to a place near and dear to my own heart. Played for Wisconsin Rapids, the Rafters, and the Northwoods League. Wisconsin Rapids is where I got my own start in closest thing to professional baseball, as the 0-1 swung on and missed, 0-2. And I'm not the only Rapids connection. Here are the Shorebirds, both pitching coach and hitting coach, Brink Ambler and Joe Hallmacher, also coach for Wisconsin Rapids. 0-2. Off-speed pitch is high, 1-2, so we have commiserated a good deal about Witter Field, what it's like to live in the middle of Wisconsin for a summer. Just that general area. It's hard to explain the level of fandom for that team there. 1-2, fastball. Check that. Nope, balk first. Mendez never came set on the mound, so Alcantara granted second base. Less than ideal there from Mendez. So no pitch, the count 1-2. Man out at second, two outs, 4-1 Myrtle Beach. Top seven, the pitch. That takes down and away, 2-2. Summer that I was there in Wisconsin Rapids, and that's the actual name of the town. It's not, as many people think, the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. The town is Wisconsin Rapids. It's Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin. Just in case you forget where you are. 2-2. Matt checks his swing, but he went around on the fastball down and away. As Mendez able to finally retire him and end the inning. But Myrtle Beach on a two-run homer from Jacob Wetzel extends their lead, and as we go to the bottom of the seventh, it's time to stretch. Myrtle Beach on top of the Shorebirds, 4-1, on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ball game. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Chase Watkins working quickly as we go to the bottom of the seventh. Sir delivered his first pitch. It was a strike to Josue Cruz, and now Cruz swings at the next pitch and floats it into center. Alcantara broke back, but now comes in and makes the catch with ease for the first down of the seventh. Shorebirds trail 4-1 here in the bottom of the seventh. Hopefully not getting ahead of myself there. Shorebirds had a chance to tie or take the lead in the sixth with two on and two out. But the opportunity slid by the wayside, and Myrtle Beach capitalized with a two-run homer for Jacob Wetzel in the top of the seventh to re-extend their lead, now out to 3. 4-1 the score. First pitch to Moises Ramirez is low for ball one. Chase Watkins back to work. Allowed a run in the sixth on a wild pitch. 1-0 delivery. Ramirez takes. Fastball in the outside corner, 1-1. Watkins allowed two singles, a walk, and three wild pitches in his first inning out of the bullpen. 1-1. Ramirez takes. Slider over the outside corner, 1-2. Watkins, four-pitch mix. Fastball, curveball, changeup, slider. Into his wind, the 1-2. Ramirez takes a curveball in the dirt. Counts 2-2. Moises 0-2. He's grounded to third and struck out swinging. Hits with nobody on, one out. Shorebirds down 4-1. Just four hits tonight. 2-2. Thought about the fastball high, but laid off as the appeal on his check swing is denied. Counts full. Shorebirds were limited to just four hits last night and five the night before that. Payoff pitch. Ramirez sends a screamer out of play down the right field side. Stays alive at 3-2 as the offense has been pretty quiet here this week after opening with seven runs in the first inning on Tuesday night. 3-2 again. Breaking ball is high, ball four, and Watkins walks his second out of the bullpen. So it's a one-out base runner for Brian Hernandez, who now gets thrown into a tough left-on-left matchup. Hernandez 0 for 2 tonight. He struck out swinging and grounded to first. Defensively, though, he shined, throwing out a runner, Pete Crow Armstrong, earlier in the game. Swings and misses at the first pitch, opens the at-bat. Hernandez now 3 for 31 this year. Left-handed batter. Ramirez at first, one away. Watkins from the belt. Here it comes. Breaking ball inside as Hernandez bends back over his heels to avoid getting hit. One-one. Fastball misses outside for ball two, and I think you're seeing a lot of what a young offense is, just as far as how streaky it can be. Shorebirds have had some extremely high highs this season, but the lows have been really bottoming out. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Late on the heater that time, 2-2. A lot of swing and miss, a lot of strikeouts, not many walks. But on the flip side, when things are going good, Shorebirds have put together some very, very big innings. Just hard to know when those big innings are going to come. 2-2. Hernandez fights off. The fastball flares it the other way. Foul. Counts even at 2. Middle infield at double play depth. Third baseman Spence just a step back of the bag. Watkins wheels and deals. Swing and a miss. Curveball down low. Hernandez chases after it. And there's two away here in the seventh. Now two strikeouts out of the bullpen for Chase Watkins. Lineup flips to the top, and now it's Luis Valdez's turn to hit. Started the rally, basically did it all himself in the sixth. Infield single, stole second, went to third on a ground out, and then scored on a wild pitch. Here it comes. Fastball down and in for ball one. It's 1-for-3 tonight. It's felt like he's starting to play better baseball since the opening six games or so. Came into tonight hitting 250. He's been working the count a bit better, walking more, with his speed just getting on base, such a big asset. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Tied up inside by the heater. 1-1. But since Tuesday, and really after that first inning, the Myrtle Beach pitching staff, not just the bullpen anymore, has been simply very good this week. 1-1. Cut on and missed out in front of the off-speed pitch, 1-2. You look at Myrtle Beach so far this season, their offense, although the Shorebirds gave up 17 to them earlier in the series, their offense for the most part has been well below league average, if not by most metrics, one of the worst in the league. 1-2 pitch. Valdez swings and misses down in the dirt. Blocked by the catcher, Hearn will tag out Valdez for the final out of the inning. Two strikeouts in the frame for Chase Watkins. He strands a man at first, and we're through seven. We go to the eighth. Delmarva down 4-1 here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maddie Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebird birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com.
Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
We go to the top of the eighth here from Purdue Stadium. Shorebirds down 4-1 as the first pitch from Alejandro Mendez to Miguel Fabrizio. There's a changeup in there at the knees inside corner for strike one. Mendez into his wind is 0-1-2 Fabrizio. He swings and fouls it back into the seats. Quickly 0-2 Fabrizio, 0-3 in the game. He's grounded out to second, struck out swinging, and hit into a fielder's choice. 0-2. Got a 50-foot breaking ball. It's a ball and two strikes. So it looks like we might have some more defensive shuffling here for the Shorebirds, as Greg Cullen, of course, came out after seven innings. Luis Valdez is now at second as the 1-2 is dribbled foul up the first base side. Fabrizio stays alive. Luis Valdez now at second base as he moves from left field, and Ryan Higgins is in the game out in left. 1-2 pitch. Fabrizio swings and misses, can't connect on 97. Blown by him by Mendez, his third strikeout out of the pen. He starts the eighth the same way he began and ended the seventh with a strikeout. So your new defensive alignment for Delmarva. It is Higgins in left, Deson in center, Tavares in right, around the diamond, Ramirez at third, De Leon at short, Valdez at second, and Cruz at first. First pitch to Ethan Hearn, misses for ball one. Hernandez still doing the catching for Alejandro Mendez on the mound. 1-0 the count on Hearn, the pitch. Takes a changeup low for ball two. So Higgins will bat in Cullen's spot in the order. That's due up second when we go to the bottom of the eighth. 2-0. Pass ball up and away for ball three. Was a little surprised to see Higgins get the day off, but he'll play the final two tonight, getting an AB. 3-0. Hearn, a big rip, fouls it back on the green light. 3-1. And likewise, I was surprised to see Valdez over in left. He's typically played center when he's been in the outfield this season, like he did last night. Now at second, and the 3-1 on the outside corner at 96. 3-2. 4-1, Myrtle Beach leads top of the eighth. Payoff pitch. Hearn swings and fouls it off the catcher, and we stay with a full count. 3,013 in attendance here tonight. A beautiful Friday night here from Purdue Stadium. First good slice of weather we've had this year. 3-2 again, and it's fouled back. And we'll stay with a full count. Hopefully, they might be able to see the first Shorebirds comeback win of the season. Since opening night, Shorebirds came from 5-1 down in that game. And since then, no comeback wins. 3-2 again. Hearn takes up and away ball four as he walks for the second straight plate appearance. He's now 1-for-2. He is aboard at first with one away for Liam Spence. Mendez now at 38 pitches
nobody up out in the Shorebirds bullpen, so Mendez is giving a pretty long leash here tonight, although bullpen catcher Alfredo Gonzalez has just bolted for the bullpen to give instructions. First pitch to Liam Spence, breaking ball backs up off the inside corner for ball one. So somebody about to get loose out in the Shorebirds pen. We'll see who it is in just a sec. Spence, right-handed batter, 0 for 3. 1-0. Fastball yanked down and away for ball two. Spence hit into a 5-4-3 double play his last time up. Killed a rally in the sixth inning with two on and one out. Looks like Daniel Lloyd has gotten up and started throwing. 2-0. Spence takes high and tight as the pitch goes straight to the backstop. Karam's back to Hernandez. Thought about a throw, but thinks better of it. And on the wild pitch, Hearn takes second base. Three and oh on Spence, the pitch. Fastball outside, ball four, and Mendez, after striking out Fabrizio, has walked back-to-back hitters here with one away in the eighth. 4-1, Myrtle Beach already leads. Shorebirds is trying to bring a manageable deficit into the bottom of the frame, give them a chance to come back. Many times the Shorebirds' close games have been altered significantly by large eighth innings for opposition teams. First pitch to Reginald Preciado is down low for ball one. Myrtle Beach getting a righty loose out in their bullpen. It's now time called, and the pitching coach Joe Hamacher goes out to the mound to chat with Mendez. So it looks like Chase Watkins will go just two tonight for Myrtle Beach. Hamacher chats with just Mendez and Hernandez, the catcher, allowing Lloyd enough time to get loose out in the bullpen. It's already gone final from Greensboro, by the way. Aberdeen picks up the 7-4 win. Cesar Prado homers twice in that game. It's now up to 5 on the season. One oh, high to Preciado for ball two, and even after the meeting, Mendez still struggling out there on the mound. Noah DeNoyer worked four innings of one-run ball for Aberdeen, getting his third win of the season. 2-0. Broken back grounder, back up the middle, back of the bag, the shortstop, De Leon, gloves it, steps on the base himself, and throws to first to double up Preciado and end the inning. Just what Alejandro Mendez needed. A 6-3 double play gets him out of the jam and sends us to the bottom of the eighth. Shorebirds down 4-1 here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team today, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Ah.
still a 3-run deficit for the Shorebirds as we go to the home half of the eighth. Alejandro Mendez inducing a 6-3 double play to get out of the jam in the top of the frame. And now on the mound for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans is Tyler Santana. As on this tech net call to the bullpen, he replaces Chase Watkins. Watkins goes two innings, allows one run on two hits, two walks, strikes out three. Santana, right-handed arm, works on the stretch with nobody on base. Deals to Michel Desson in the first pitch, a little bit high at 92 for ball one. It'll be Desson, Higgins, and Tavares here in the frame. Remember, Higgins replaced Greg Cohen in the lineup the last half inning. 1-0. Desson takes, down and away for ball two. Desson on the evening, 1-for-3 with a single and a stolen base. Right-handed batter. 2-0 pitch. Fastball is low for ball three. Santana making his fourth appearance of the season has not allowed a run yet. 4 2/3 innings. Two hits, four walks, four strikeouts. 3-0. Fastball in the inside corner for strike one. Santana last year finished up his college career. 3-1. Desson takes down and away for ball four, and the Shorebirds have themselves a leadoff walk. And by my count, that's just the second time today they've had the leadoff man aboard. The last time they did, the sixth inning when they scored their only run of the game. Last year, Santana with Jacksonville in the A-Sun started for them 15 games. Went 5-8 with a 4.66 ERA, 100 in the third inning, struck out 102, walked 35, and then signed with the Cubs. First pitch to Ryan Higgins floats in for a strike. Pitched down the ACL for an appearance, went up to High A South Bend, where he appeared in 8 games and was very good. 18 innings, struck out 20, walked 10, allowed just 3 earned runs. 0-1. Higgins takes, big breaking ball, a little bit low, 1-1. Santana with that curveball, fastball, sinker, changeup, slider, so a 5-pitch mix. 6-1, 205 pounds. Set of the belt. 1-1, Desson runs from first. Higgins checks his swing. The throw to second is not in time. Desson just barely in with a feet-first slide. Swipes his second bag of the day and of the season. And he's in scoring position as they appealed the check swing on Higgins, and he did not go around. So a 2-1 count on Higgins. Last night he was 1-for-4 on the season, now 8-for-39. I think Coach Brinkhambler saying how close Higgins is to really breaking out. That's saying something, considering although the start of the year not great, hitting 205, he's got an on-base percentage though at 340 because he walks so much. He's just been fouling so many pitches off right on them. We'll barrel him up eventually. 2-1. Checks his swing. Breaking ball down and in. Appeal to second and no swing again. So Higgins ahead in the count. 3-1. Taking the spot of Cullen here. His rehab day over. Win 1-for-3. Three. 3-1 pitch. Higgins swings and misses. Tried to golf a fastball down and away. The count's full. Birds down 4-1, bottom of the eighth. Myrtle Beach took the lead with a 2-run single from Pete Crow Armstrong in the fifth. Delmarva cut it back to a 1-run game in the sixth when Luis Valdez scored on a wild pitch. But a 2-run Jacob Wetzel homer in the seventh extended the Pellies' lead right back out. Payoff pitch. Higgins a cue ball off the end of the bat through the hole right side of base hit. Desson getting the wave around third. The throw from Wetzel to the plate, not in time. Desson scores standing, and Higgins gets the Birds right back into this one. It's a 2-run contest again. It's Myrtle Beach 4 and Delmarva 2 here in the eighth. It wasn't pretty, but it's an RBI single for Higgins. 3-2 pitch, stayed on it just enough for his second RBI of the season. As he hit a spinning top through the hole on the right side. Higgins safely aboard at first. Now Davis Tavares represents the tying run. 4-2, Delmarva trails, bottom of the eighth. Right-on-right matchup, Tavares 1-for-3. He singled his last time up. The pitch, he swings and bounds it foul down the third base side for strike one. Tavares with one homer on the season. That was back during opening week against Fredericksburg on Saturday night. We're over to first, and Higgins back in standing. Homered in the 18-5 loss down the right field line. It's doubled three times this year. That's second on the team. Santana's pitch. Breaking ball smoked in the air to left field. On comes Matt. Has to play it on a hop. Higgins had to make sure it got down. Scampers up into second. And Davis Tavares with a two-hit game. His second base knock. And the Birds cooking with nobody out, two on. And here comes Isaac Baloney. Breaking ball was up. Tavares took a big rip at it. Just a little out in front, though. Still able to line it into left. Now two on, nobody out for Isaac Baloney. Switch hitter bats left. Infield plays him to pull, but at double play depth. Third baseman Spence even with the bag. The first pitch, Baloney swings and fouls it off himself for strike one. Baloney signed back in 2018 under the Dan Duquette regime out of the U.S. Virgin Islands. He's had a good start to this season, hitting just below 300. He's 0-for-2 tonight. 0-1. He swings and hits it in the air to center. Alcantara going back, settling under it. He makes the catch. Tagging from second, going to third. Higgins as the throw goes into second. It's a flyout for Baloney. Higgins takes third. Tavares stays put at first. And with one away, Isaac De Leon comes to the plate. Just off the end of the bat for Baloney there. She flies out just in front of the warning track in center. That brings up Isaac De Leon. 0-for-2 tonight. He struck out swinging with two on and two out in the sixth. Men at the corners, one out. Santana's pitch. Breaking ball down in the dirt. De Leon lays off for ball one. Like we said when De Leon hit in the sixth, you feel like just one big at-bat, one big swing, one big hit for De Leon will maybe break this curse on him right now to start this season. 1-0. Fastball in the dirt, phenomenal block by Hearn down to his right. 92 skipped in the dirt, keeps it in front. They always say whether or not confidence is chicken or the egg, but right now for De Leon, you just know if he sees a base hit, a hard one landed in a crucial spot, that'll build his confidence and allow him to build up the rest of the year. Man at the corners, one out. The pitch. Breaking ball outside, and it's 3-0. 4-2, Delmarva trails here in the eighth. Ryan Higgins has singled home a run. He's now at third, Tavares at first, representing the tying run. De Leon, the go-ahead run at the plate. And time called. Santana steps off. Now ready to go, set at the belt. His 3-0 pitch. De Leon takes its low, ball four, and the Birds have loaded the bases here in the eighth. Tavares up to second, De Leon to first. And out to the mound goes pitching coach Clayton Mortensen to talk with Santana as the Myrtle Beach bullpen springs to action. Josue Cruz is due up. Cruz is feast or famine as you'd like on the Shorebirds roster. On the season, he's homered once, driven in five, hitting 206, but he struck out 23 times. And at 39 plate appearances, greater than 50%, almost north of 60. But when he runs into a baseball, there are few on this field who can match what he does. We've seen it in batting practice, moonshots over 450 feet. It's one thing to do it at 5 o'clock. It's another thing to do it right now at 9:16 here on Friday night. Bases loaded, one out. Shorebirds down 4-2, bottom of the eighth. Infield at double play depth, playing Cruz to pull. Big left-handed batter, hands held high. The first pitch, he swings. It's a high chopper up the middle. Second baseman Mora fields next to the bag and throws to first to double up Cruz. And with one pitch, Tyler Santana gets out of the jam with no more damage. A 4-3 double play sends us to the ninth after eight. It's Myrtle Beach 4 and Delmarva 2 here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Shorebirds get one, but it could have been far worse for Myrtle Beach as Josue Cruz bounces into an inning-ending double play with the bases loaded in the eighth. So as we go to the ninth, it's 4-2 Myrtle Beach. We've got a technet called the bullpen to tell you about. Daniel Lloyd has come on to replace Alejandro Mendez as Mendez works two innings, allows two runs on one hit. It's the first pitch to Juan Mora. Slurve on the outside corner for strike one. Mendez two runs on one hit, four walks, three strikeouts. The only hit, Jacob Wetzel's two-run homer. 0-1 to Mora. He swings, bounds it back up the middle, over the second base bag and into center, a base hit. Mora has been on base in every plate appearance tonight. 2-for-2. Also been hit by a pitch and walked. Quite a debut in his first start for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Lloyd, 6'3", 232 pounds. Pitched earlier in the series back on the 19th. Threw two scoreless against the Pelicans, striking out three and walking one. Top of the order, Pete Crow Armstrong now, and he swings at the first pitch and lines it into right center field, down for a base hit. Mora trying to go first to third. The throw from Tavares, there on the fly, not in time, though, as it's off the bag. And Crow Armstrong, the trail runner, goes to second. Mora taking the extra 90 feet, Crow Armstrong, a good read on that throw that Tavares, he airmailed it there on the fly. You admire the effort, but you know Crow Armstrong, a pretty heady player. He's watching that throw the entire time. He goes to second on the play, and Myrtle Beach trying to answer back quickly, just like they did after the Birds scored in the sixth. Have men at second and third, and nobody out for Jacob Wetzel. Left-handed batter, infield in for the Shorebirds in the first pitch. Fastball at the knees for strike one. It was Wetzel who did the answering in the seventh with a two-run homer off of Mendez. He has men at second and third, nobody out. Lloyd working quickly, gets his sign. Righty out of the University of South Carolina comes set, the 0-1. Down in the dirt for ball one. Lloyd pitching in his fourth game is yet to allow a run. No record, though. Five innings, two hits, three walks, seven strikeouts. One-one to Wetzel. Swings and fouls it back to the top of the net, 1-2. 4-2, Delmarva trails. They trimmed it back to a two-run game on Ryan Higgins' RBI single in the eighth. Myrtle Beach threatens to restore their three-run lead or even push it further. One, two. Wetzel swings and drives in the air to deep straightaway center. DeSone going back, settles up in front of the warning track and makes the catch. Tagging and coming home to score is Mora as Armstrong also tags and goes to third. Sack fly RBI for Wetzel. It's a 5-2 gain and still a runner at third and now one away for Kevin Alcantara. For Wetzel, that's his third RBI of the night. He's now got eight on the season. Now Alcantara. 0 for 3 tonight. Infield comes in again for the Shorebirds. Now down 5-2. First pitch. Breaking ball down and away for ball one. Not even eight pitches into the inning here. Myrtle Beach has scratched out a run. Single, single, sack fly. One out. Alcantara swings and misses at the slurve in the dirt. One and one. Lloyd, four-pitch mix, fastball, cutter, slurve, and splitter. It's about as varied a repertoire as you'll see. 1-1 pitch. Fastball low at 94 for ball two. Lloyd joined the Shorebirds last year. Pitched down the stretch. Appeared in nine games, went 1-0. 6.17 ERA. 2-1. Alcantara flies it out of play right field side, and the count's even at two. Lloyd trying to limit the damage here in the ninth. One run already in. Her Armstrong at third, infield in. And 2-2 on Alcantara. Lloyd settles up above the belt. The 2-2. And Alcantara swings and misses at the splitter as Lloyd drops it in. And Alcantara swings over top of it for the second out of the inning. So I'll bring up Peter Matt. Infield now back for the Shorebirds with two away. Kerr Armstrong still at third. 5-2, Myrtle Beach leads. Nobody up out in the Pelicans' bullpen, so it'll be Santana back out for the bottom of the ninth. Lloyd's first pitch is a fastball, just a little down and away for ball one. Matt, 2-for-4. Two strikeouts, two singles. 1-0. Slurve backs up onto the inside corner, 1-1. Kerr Armstrong, short lead at third. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Slurve down and away. Matt chases after it. It's 1-2. Where Armstrong dances away from third. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Third straight slurve as Lloyd gets Matt to swing and miss to end the inning. Lloyd limits it to just one in the frame. But the Birds go to the bottom of the ninth trailing. They need three to tie it, four to win it. It's Myrtle Beach 5, Delmarva 2. As we go to the bottom of the ninth here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments.
Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Bottom of the ninth here from Purdue Stadium. Shorebirds down 5-2 against the Pelicans, in danger of losing their third in a row here in the series. They'll send 8-9-1 to the plate against Tyler Santana. They rallied against Santana in the eighth, scored a run, loaded the bases. Josue Cruz bouncing to an inning-ending double play. First pitch to Ramirez. He's on the outside corner for strike one. Game four of this series, Myrtle Beach has taken the prior two. Ramirez 0-2 tonight with a walk. 0-1. Big swing and a miss. Out in front of a breaking ball that was hung high. It's 0-2. Santana, prior to that double play, had actually walked De Leon on four pitches. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Slider down and away. Ramirez chases it. Three pitches, three strikes. And Ramirez the first down here in the ninth. Shorebirds trying to rally here in the ninth for the first time this season. They've been walked off on twice. Last week against Myrtle Beach. They haven't had a comeback win since opening night against Fredericksburg. Scored five in the seventh to win that one. First pitch to Brian Hernandez. Backdoor breaking ball misses the mark for ball one. Five runs, nine hits, no errors for the Pelicans. Two runs, six hits, and no errors for the Shorebirds. 1-0 pitch. Hernandez swings and rips it through the whole right side of base hit. He's one for four tonight now. As he singles to right, Wetzel gets it back in. And the Birds with a little bit of a pulse here in the final frame. Man at first and one away as the lineup flips the top. Luis Valdez one for four tonight already. Singled and scored back in the sixth. Shorebirds offense since that seven-run first inning. Here to open up the week against Myrtle Beach. Since then, has gone basically silent. They scored one run the rest of that game. First pitch to Valdez. Fastball down and in for ball one. They then scored three the next night, three the night after that, and two more here tonight. So since the seven-run first, as Valdez swings and rolls it on the ground to first, Fabrizio goes to second for one, but no chance to double up the speedy Valdez down the line. As the Birds down to their final out after the fielder's choice. Valdez replaces Hernandez at first, but since that seven-run first on Tuesday night, the Shorebirds have scored just eight runs over basically the ensuing, technically, four games. The seven runs encompassing one frame. Mishael De Stone, the final hope. Runner at first, two outs. 5-2, Delmarva trails, bottom nine. First pitch, Valdez takes off for second. And the Pelicans won't even think about him there as he is into second. Probably on defensive indifference, I'd imagine. As De Stone swung and missed at the pitch for strike one. Oh, 1. De Stone takes. Breaking ball snaps onto the outside corner, and it's 0-2. Mishael 1-for-3 tonight. Single, two stolen bases, and a run scored. Birds down to their final strike. Santana's set. Here's his 0-2 pitch. De Stone takes. Called strike three. Outside corner. As De Stone rung up looking. Breaking ball on the outside edge to end this one. And Myrtle Beach, after getting shellacked 8-3 in the first game of the series, has bounced back with three straight wins. They take this one on Friday night. Your final score, it's Myrtle Beach 5 and Delmarva 2. We'll go ahead, take a break, and on the other side, we'll hit you with the Delmarva Shorebirds postgame show. Their final score one more time. It's Myrtle Beach 5 and Delmarva 2.
Shorebirds postgame show coming up next. This has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. The Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jacks Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jacks Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebird birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Welcome back to Purdue Stadium here for the Delmarva Shorebirds postgame show. Sam Jelinek here with you to walk you through this 5-2 loss for the Shorebirds tonight, as Delmarva offensively just can't pick themselves off the mat. It's been a rough couple of games since the 7-run first inning back on Tuesday night. They put up 3 on Wednesday, 3 on Thursday, then just 2 here tonight. And it's hard to win games with that Shorebirds pitching staff, although valiant here tonight. Ends up giving up 5 in the Shorebirds offense. They had their chances. They just weren't able to turn them into runs here tonight, as they struggled with runners in scoring position. Your final score in this one, Myrtle Beach with a 5-2 win. It was an exquisite pitching duel to start this one, as we flew, and the pitchers threw, through the first 5 innings in just about an hour's time. Talk about pace of play. But it was Myrtle Beach who struck first in the top of the 5th inning, as the Shorebirds were the ones to blink first. Juan de los Santos, who had gone 4 shutout to start, finally got hit around in the 5th. Leadoff doubled Ethan Hearn, ground out, moved him to 3rd. Reginald Preciado, an infield single after that, put men at the corners. Hit batter to Juan Mora after Mendez left the game, and Hugo Beltran relieved him. Then with the bases loaded, Pete Crow Armstrong scalded a single into center to drive in 2 and gave Myrtle Beach a 2-0 lead, a lead which they would not relinquish. Shorebirds got it back to a 1-run game in the bottom of the 6th. Luis Valdez singled to start the inning, stole 2nd, went to 3rd on a ground ball, and then took home on a wild pitch. But Myrtle Beach answered right back. Jacob Wetzel, a 2-run homer in the top of the 7th, made it 4-1. Delmarva had their best chances later in that inning, actually in the 6th, with Valdez after he scored. They had two on and two out, but Isaac De Leon struck out with the tying run at third and the go-ahead run at second. And then in the eighth, the Shorebirds clawed one back again. Ryan Higgins, an RBI single. They later loaded the bases in the inning with one away, but Josue Cruz bounced into a 4-3 double play to end the threat and basically end the Shorebirds' hopes in the game. Myrtle Beach tacked on one more in the ninth for good measure. Juan Mora led off the inning with a single. Pete Crow Armstrong followed him with another, with Mora going to third, Crow Armstrong to second on the play. Jacob Wetzel drove Mora in with a sack fly, and then the Shorebirds went down in the ninth scoreless. Michel Desson struck out looking to end the ball game as Myrtle Beach wrapped up the 5-2 win. Your final line score in this one for Myrtle Beach, it's 5 runs on 9 hits. No errors, they strand 8. Delmarva, 2 runs, 7 hits. No errors, they strand 9. Winning pitcher in this one, it's Richard Gallardo. 5 shutout innings. He allows just 2 hits and 5 strikeouts. Improves to 1-0 in the season. Juan de los Santos falls to 1-2. Solid outing for him, though. He goes 4 1/3, allows 1 run on 3 hits, 1 walk, strikes out 5. And Tyler Santana, the save. So he allowed 1 run on 3 hits. In 2 innings, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts, but he pitched out of that jam in the eighth to keep the Pelicans ahead, and then a shutdown ninth to close this one out. We started at 7:03. We finished at 9:33. Or check that, they had first pitch at 7:02, so I'll go with what the official says. 7:02, we finished in 2 hours and 30 minutes, taking us to 9:32. Time of game, 2 hours, 30 minutes, in front of a nice Friday night crowd of 3,013. Myrtle Beach improves to 8-5 on the season as they extend their winning streak out to 3 in a row. They are now 4-3 here on the road. Delmarva falls to 5-8, losing their third in a row, their longest losing streak of the season. They are now 2-5 here at Purdue Stadium this season. With their respective losses, the Shorebirds hope to not fall too far back in the division, while Myrtle Beach, things go right tonight, maybe they could be leading the Southern Division by the time the night comes to a close. But for that to happen, we got to give you the Carolina League scoreboard. Fredericksburg and Kannapolis, all Fred Nats, 12-4. Right now in the top of the ninth, Fred Nats and Salem tied at the top of the division, so if the Fred Nats win, Delmarva will lose ground no matter what. They would fall to 4 games back. Lynchburg currently throttling Carolina right now 10-3, as Lynchburg will try to improve to 5-8, which would actually tie Delmarva and could potentially put the Shorebirds in a tie for the cellar for the first time this season if they hold on. Currently in the bottom of the ninth, Charleston leading Salem 7-4. So if the scores as is currently hold, Fredericksburg would take control of the north, Salem would fall a game back, and Delmarva would be 4 back. Down East and Columbia tied at 2 in the bottom of the ninth. Looks like they might be headed for extras. And Augusta, a 5-2 win over Fayetteville. So the results that Myrtle Beach needed, Charleston losing, looks like they won't get that. They did get Kannapolis to lose, though, at least expectantly here this evening. So it looks like by tomorrow, Myrtle Beach and Charleston will still be tied for the Southern Division lead. Those are your Carolina League scores. Let's take a look at Birdland. And across the O's minor league affiliates, this is what we got for you. Durham and Norfolk still in action. They're in the top of the ninth. Cole Uvilla trying to pick up the save for the Tines as they lead it 5-4. One out and a man at first. That's the tying run. Bowie has just taken the lead. Dylan Harris, who was down and extended, called up to AA Bowie when Toby Welk went on the IL. He's been playing exceptionally well. He's hitting .583. 3-for-4 tonight. He just drove in the go-ahead run. RBI double scoring Zach Watson as Bowie leads Akron 2-1 in the bottom of the ninth. That actually just walked it off, beg your pardon. I thought they were in the eighth. That was in the ninth as Dylan Harris walks it off for the Bowie win as they win it 2-1. And Aberdeen, a 7-4 win over Greensboro. Cesar Prado homers twice. Noah DeNoyer picks up the win. And the big Legos, they are just about to get underway. First pitch from Reed Detmers to Cedric Mullins upcoming here in just a moment. From Anaheim, O's taking on the Angels for the first of 3 this weekend out on the West Coast. Those are all the scores from teams that you need to know and care about. So let's get you set for tomorrow. Game 5 of 6 between the Birds and Pelicans. 7:05 first pitch. We'll talk to you at 6:50. Probables for this one, it'll be Ryan Long due to start for Delmarva against Porter Hodge on the bump for Myrtle Beach. Again, that's Ryan Long starting for Delmarva. He'll be in tandem with Dan Hammer after. Long, no record, a 5.40 ERA. Against Porter Hodge, no record, a 3.68 ERA this season. First pitch, 7:05. We'll talk to you at 6:50. Hopefully, barring any audio problems that we encounter right before first pitch, we'll talk to you at 6:50, hopefully. So that'll wrap it up for tonight's broadcast and the postgame show. As always, big thank you from me to you for tuning in throughout for this one and bearing with us through the technical difficulties during the start of the pregame show here tonight. Means a lot that you stuck around and after it as well here for this one. As always, big thank you as well to the rest of the cast and crew here at Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. We help put on this tremendous show that we call Shorebirds Baseball. Your final score one more time here from Purdue Stadium. Birds fall for the third straight night. Myrtle Beach takes game four in the series. It's the Pelicans 5 and the Shorebirds 2. We'll talk to you again at 6:50 tomorrow, 7:05 first pitch. So until then, I've been Sam Jelinek, and this has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Space to turn it up.
Exactly.
Rather than, it's really hard to turn it down.
Exactly, yeah, no. I so, definitely, maybe next time we'll focus on trying to turn it up and see how it goes. And then
that's on me. Oh. I had no idea where to put levels. We're talking music.
We're talking about the rally video.
Yeah. Oh, that needed to be louder too.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, because I can make
it's our first
louder,
time doing it.
But
it's also my first time doing all of that with actual a crowd.
Yeah.
So I had no idea where to put levels.
I got so pumped though when I saw it. I ran out of my head.
Oh, it's so fire.
I was talking to Ben's
so
interns.
Yeah.
I
think I change it up and go with basically it's trailer music.
It's that, also like the perfect way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
it's
literally.
So
yeah.
For the pitch call. Hey, Ben.
What?
Am I going to shut this off?
I was shocked when I realized myself that we haven't had a comeback win since opening night. And, like, it hasn't been close.
No.
The only reason we're subbing now is because Cullen's on an innings count.
And I'm sorry I freaked out a little bit, but I was like, what's going on?
I honestly, that's what you have to do. I wasn't.
Hey, Jacob, did you already turn off the TriCaster?
Nope.
Okay. Leave it on for one sec.
Yes.
Because we changed out the cables.
Yeah.
I want to see if the ones that we actually have taped down are working. Oh, whoopsie. That was the wrong one.
Got nothing?
might be this cable.
I don't require
interesting.
It. I don't have a problem with that.
Very interesting. Okay, I'm glad I did that. Because my plan was, because obviously that cable that runs down here is the one that's taped down.
Yeah.
So I was hoping to just restore it back to level. But I'm not sure we can. I think we might. Actually, I know why that didn't work. I'm really dumb.
Because
this is plugged in directly to that.
Okay.
And that cable down there is not plugged in.
Okay.
Give me one more second.
Yeah, we'll test it.
Okay, here we go. This should work.
He did a very good job. I'm sure he's not going to open that. Yeah,
okay, that was me being really dumb.
We got a backup
people. Yep, okay.
This will come to me if I'm going to be doing it all the time.
Yeah, I don't know why I didn't think to restart it earlier, because I literally had done that a couple of weeks ago when I encountered that problem.
Okay.
My first reaction was, oh, just restart it.